is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where lawmakers are working to kick the can down the road for another 6 months to keep the government open. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer isn't a fan of the bill, but says he will vote yes to pass it.
The CR bill is a bad bill. But as bad as the CR is, I believe that allowing Donald Trump to take even more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option.
Outside the Department of Education headquarters in D.C. today, a few hundred protesters chanted and held up signs against President Trump's mass layoffs, part of his administration's goal to dismantle the agency. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports President Trump just wrapped up an unusually political speech at the Justice Department.
It's unusual because presidents traditionally have sought to maintain a firewall between themselves and the Justice Department. But President Trump used his appearance to praise his allies, and he vowed to expose his enemies. In a speech that relitigated his many grievances attributed to the Biden administration, former President Joe Biden himself, and the court system, the president also lashed out at the media. He said media outlets which cover him critically are, quote, illegal and corrupt.
The FAA is permanently halting helicopter operations near Reagan National Airport in Washington. The closure comes following the deadly mid-air collision in January. Meanwhile, the NTSB is investigating the latest airline incident when an American Airlines jet caught fire in Denver. CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us the plane experienced engine problems, which led to an emergency landing.
Two investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are here in Denver looking into what caused this accident, trying to determine if, in fact, it was all kicked off by that engine issue.
Hamas says it's agreed to a proposal to release an American being held in Gaza. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
He's 21 from New Jersey and joined the Israeli military as a dual citizen. As for the remains of the four dead hostages that Hamas says that it could release, they're referred to by Hamas as having dual citizenship as well, but their identities so far haven't been made public.
They are bracing for some nasty weather in the Deep South. WWL's Dave Cohen.
The National Weather Service is warning Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida that severe weather is likely on Saturday.
We could even be looking at not just tornado activity, but strong tornadoes.
As many as 150 million Americans are in the storm zone. Stocks rallied on Wall Street today. The Dow closed up 675 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The counties of Racine and Kenosha saw different housing market trends last month. Racine County saw an almost 12% decline in home sales compared to February 2024. Kenosha County, in the same time frame, saw a 25% increase. The numbers are according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Authorities are still searching for 37-year-old Megan Boss, missing from Antioch since mid-February. Boss is described as 5'4", with dark brown hair and distinctive tattoos. There's an image of her on the Antioch Police website. She may be in Kenosha, Racine, or Milwaukee. Gary Sewer, the legendary Racine broadcaster who passed away in 2020, will be inducted into another Hall of Fame. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association are giving him a Legends Award. His 36-year career at WRJN included broadcasting over 2,100 games and earned him multiple honors. Racine and Kenosha are both hosting St. Patrick's Day parades tomorrow, with Racine holding its 17th annual event and Kenosha launching its inaugural parade. Racine's parade starts at noon from State and Main, while Kenosha's starts at 11 from 50th Street and 7th Avenue. The National Weather Service has an elevated fire risk warning for the area today. It's due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution or postpone outdoor burning. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat UCLA 86-70. The Badgers had lost to the Bruins in L.A. earlier this season. Wisconsin's Kamari McGee on the Badgers Radio Network says today they did a better job on defense against the Bruins.
We're just making sure that we were in our gaps. When we watched the film from the last game, it was a lot. It was just open, the driving lane after driving lane. But, you know, we really focused in on the gaps. Just being in gap helps, making them throw the throwback, making them find other guards, just because we knew that they wanted to get in the paint more than shoot the three.
So Wisconsin advances in the semifinals in Indianapolis. They take on the number one seed Michigan State tomorrow at noon. In the Big East, it's Marquette against St. John's at Madison Square Garden. We'll have a recap later tonight. NFL, Packers losing a player in free agency. Linebacker and a leader on special teams, Eric Wilson, has signed to rejoin the Vikings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Becoming windy tonight with showers and thunderstorms. A high wind warning tomorrow morning for gusts above 50 miles an hour. A wind advisory tomorrow afternoon for gusts above 30. A mix of sun and clouds. Temps falling through the 50s. Currently at 62 degrees.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Headed to the movies this weekend. Let's check in with Brent Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. He'll let us know what's playing, Brent.
Well, the first one is Novocaine. This is an R-rated action movie starring Jack Quaid. He plays a man with a rare physical condition that doesn't allow him to feel pain. When his girlfriend gets kidnapped, he now has an unexpected advantage to rescue her. The next movie is Black Bag. This is an R-rated spy thriller directed by Steven Soderbergh. It stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett as a married couple, both serving as intelligence agents. When Kate's character is suspected of betraying the nation, her husband must face the ultimate test of loyalty, his marriage or his country. Opus is an R-rated drama where a young journalist travels to a remote compound where a legendary pop star played by John Malkovich has been missing for decades. However, when she and other journalists get there, she soon finds herself in the middle of a twisted plan. And our last movie is a PG comedy. This is The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck are Earth's only hope when they're faced with the threat of an alien invasion. Should be a great one for all audiences. As you can see, there's something for everyone at the box office this weekend. Make your plans now to go to the movies.
All right, Brent, it's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Until
It's BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet on WRJN. Don't you just love these timeless hits from the 60s and 70s? But remember, there's even more timeless hits Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly, before the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Frank Sinatra. You can hear them all Sundays from 7 till noon. Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers. Just in time for Easter and Mother's Day, give a priceless gift that shines as bright as your love. Whether it's a delicate necklace, a dazzling diamond ring, or a one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure, Von Hassel Jewelers has something truly special for every occasion. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789 or biglou.com.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Like this, yeah, it's fast.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and now a song from Elvis Presley that was written by Eddie Rabbit and features Ronnie Millsap on piano from 1970. It's Kentucky Rain on WRJN.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you photographs to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he loved me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Walls
no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A woman missing from just across the state line might be on this side of the border. A search is underway for 37-year-old Megan Bose. She's from Antioch and has been missing since mid-February. It's possible she's in Kenosha, Racine, or Milwaukee. Bose is described as 5'4", with dark brown hair and distinctive tattoos. There's an image of her on the Antioch Police social media pages. Kenosha police say they're still investigating the situation regarding a different missing woman whose body was found in Lake Michigan Sunday. The two cases are not believed to be related. Racine and Kenosha counties saw very different housing markets last month. Racine home sales dropped nearly 12% in year-to-year sales, while Kenosha County jumped almost 25% in the same time period. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says in their release that both areas are still facing a shortage of homes and rising prices. High school hoops are heating up. You can hear the live action tomorrow on WRJN. Once it's done, check out the Racine County Eye for a recap and a look forward. There's high school sports coverage on both the airwaves and at RacineCountyEye.com. It's all of southern Wisconsin in that burn warning today. The National Weather Service says there's an elevated fire risk due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution with outdoor burning or to postpone it until a more favorable weather day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Becoming windy tonight with showers and thunderstorms. A high wind warning tomorrow morning for gusts above 50 miles an hour. A wind advisory tomorrow afternoon for gusts above 30. A mix of sun and clouds. Temps falling through the 50s. It's 60 right now.
Smile from my face, losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place.
as I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Cause I'm stuck in the middle with you. Stuck in the middle with you. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, it was 5 years ago we were kind of in the beginning of the coronavirus, and it was 5 years ago this week that a survey revealed that some people thought the new coronavirus was related to Corona beer. It isn't, of course, but ironically, many of us got through the pandemic by drinking lots of it.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
my style? Always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
mine?
The ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains.
the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Local news, timeless hits. WRJN, we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN and then read the in-depth details online at racinecountyeye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. It's the Racine County Eye and WRJN.
I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
No wind, no rain, no rain, no
miss my lover one of these old days. If you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
These timeless hits on WRJN. It's Diana Ross, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. You know who loves this music from the 60s and 70s? Very passionate about it. Dan Marcus. You can hear Dan weekdays from 9 till 2. And you can also hear some of Dan's great interviews and stories with some of these 60s and 70s stars on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. Check that out at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Brothstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Brothstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is Pure Irish Luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Something.
WRJN, thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Be sure to listen tomorrow afternoon. We've got high school basketball tournament action for you. A good one, too. Waterford and Park, pregame at 12:30, tip-off at 1. Dick Rosetta will have the call of the game. That'll be tomorrow afternoon. You have yourself a great weekend. I'll talk to you Monday afternoon at 2.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn, and we begin on Capitol Hill.
Ms. Klobuchar, Mr. Lankford. Mr. Lee.
10 Democrats have joined Republicans on a key procedural vote to advance a funding bill to keep the government open for another 6 months. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
This funding bill is now likely to pass later on tonight, averting a government shutdown. But Democrats are still trying to figure out where they go from here, given that they had to essentially fold here.
Next up, the chamber will vote on amendments to the bill, and then it will go to final passage. Also on the Hill today, a confirmation hearing where Dr. Mehmet Oz dodged questions from senators on cuts to Medicaid.
Let the record show that I asked a witness who said he cherishes this program, will you agree to oppose cuts? And he would not answer a yes or no question.
Oz is President Trump's nominee to lead the agency responsible for overseeing millions of Americans' health insurance. President Trump delivered remarks at the Justice Department today.
We're restoring law, restoring order, and restoring public safety in America. That's what we want to do. And we're bringing honor and integrity and accountability back to the highest levels of the FBI, DOJ, and throughout our government.
He criticized the past administration and his past criminal investigations by the DOJ. A couple hundred people held a rally earlier outside the Department of Education headquarters.
We the people.